You are listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself Brother Suleiman Isub every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Today being the 15th of Jumad al-Akhir 1446 corresponding to the 17th of December 2024. You can send in your messages and your recipes to 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, plus 27-84-786-3132. So inshallah, our first recipe would be a butter chicken and naan recipe. And this was sent in by Sister Naima Mia. Say jazakallah khairan to Sister Naima. So you're going to need 500 grams of cubed fillet. 500 grams of cubed fillet, one onion, then 1 teaspoon of red chili garlic paste, 1 teaspoon red chili garlic paste, 1 teaspoon dana jiru. You're going to need some arad. 1 to 2 tablespoons of ground almonds. 1 to 2 tablespoons of ground almonds. You're going to need some salt to taste. Salt to taste. 1 teaspoon of pepper. 1 teaspoon of pepper. You're going to need some paprika. Red chili powder. According to the heat of your choice. So the amount of chili powder you're going to use, you can use it according to how much you want to use. A little bit of lemon juice. A little bit of lemon juice. Then for your naan, you're going to need 4 cups of flour. You're going to need 4 cups of flour. 10 grams of yeast. 10 grams of yeast. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 tablespoon of sugar. 1 tablespoon of sugar. One and a half cups of warm water. One egg lightly beaten. One egg lightly beaten. Hundred grams of melted butter. 100 grams of melted butter. Then you're going to sprinkle the chicken fillet with salt and turmeric. You're going to sprinkle the chicken fillet with salt and turmeric. And you're going to saute in the butter until it's almost cooked. You're going to saute in the butter until it's almost cooked. And then you're going to set it aside. In the same pot, you're going to add 1 finger width stick of butter and onion. In the same pot, you're going to add in 1 finger width of stick of butter and onion. So you're going to sprinkle the chicken fillet with salt and turmeric and saute the butter until almost cooked and set aside. In the same pot, you're going to add 1 finger width of butter. Add 1 finger width stick of butter and onion. Then you're going to add in 1/2 cup of water. Add in 1/2 cup of water and allow the onion to cook in the water. Add 1/2 cup of water. Cover and allow the onion to cook in the water. When the water burns out, allow to braise in butter. when the water burns out, allow it to braise in butter. Thereafter, you're going to add in the fillet and a quarter cup of water. You're going to add in the fillet and you're going to add in the quarter cup of water, and then you're going to cook it. Thereafter, you're going to blend it together. You're going to blend together 250 ml of cream, depending on how saucy you'd like it. So all depends on how thick you want that sauce. So 250 ml is just like the minimum that you can put, right? But if obviously you want to put more, then it's totally up to you. Then you're going to add in fresh dhania. You're going to add in fresh dhania. A pinch of saffron. A pinch of saffron. 2 tablespoons of maizena. 2 tablespoons of maizena. Pour the cream mixture once the water burns out and simmer on low heat. Pour the cream mixture once the water burns out and simmer on low heat. Then you're going to garnish with extra coriander. You're going to garnish with extra coriander. And then you can serve with garlic naan. You can serve with garlic naan. The method for the naan, you're going to combine all the ingredients together. Combine all the ingredients, the dry ingredients. Then you're going to mix the egg and water until well combined. You're going to mix the egg and water until it's well combined. Thereafter, you're going to add the liquid to dry the ingredients, forming a soft dough. Add liquid to the dry ingredients, forming a soft dough. Then you're going to knead the butter until it's smooth. You're going to knead the butter until it's smooth. Allow to rise 2 hours. Allow it to rise 2 hours. Then you're going to punch the dough and knead it for 1 minute. You're going to punch the dough and you're going to knead it for 1 minute. Divide into 24 balls. Divide into 24 balls. Working on a flour surface. Working on a flour surface, roll each ball into an oval. Roll each ball into an oval. Then you're going to place on a non-stick pan. Place on a non-stick pan. Fry one side. Fry it on one side, then turn over on a baking sheet. Turn over on a baking sheet. Grill until the blisters form. Grill until blisters form. Thereafter, you're going to brush with the butter and serve it hot. You're going to brush with the butter and serve it hot. And that was your recipe for your butter chicken and naan. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Naima for sharing that recipe. Our next recipe that comes in is for the chocolate affair, that is the biscuits and your desserts and your cakes. So inshallah, let's see what recipe has come in. And this is zebra mousse. It's called a zebra mousse, and we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Rohana Ibrahim. Sister Rohana Ibrahim for sending in that recipe. So you're going to need 250 ml of fresh cream. 250 ml of fresh cream. 1 can evaporated milk. 1 can evaporated milk. 1 slab of dark chocolate. 1 slab of dark chocolate. One slab of Milky Bar. 500 grams of white marshmallow. 500 grams of white marshmallows. Then you're going to divide the milk into two pots. You're going to divide the milk into two pots. Divide the milk, divide the marshmallows between the pots. Divide the marshmallows between the pots. Place white chocolate in one pot and the dark chocolate in the other. Melt on a low heat till it's smooth and allow it to cool. Melt on a low heat and allow it to cool. You're going to beat with the fresh cream till it's stiff. Divide in half and fold the chocolate mixtures. Divide in half and fold the chocolate mixtures into whipped cream separately. Then you're going to spoon into separate piping bags. Spoon into separate piping bags or bowls and leave for 2 hours to chill. The pipe or spoon alternating flavors for zebra effect. And you're going to serve chilled. Say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Ruhana Ibrahim for that recipe, and it's titled Zebra Mousse. So that was a dessert. And next recipe that comes, you say Jazakallah Khairan, and this is an international recipe, and this was sent in by one of our listeners in Lusaka, Zambia. Say Jazakallah Khairan. This listener is actually one of my avid listeners on Naat Kirat, you know, always sending in nasheeds and requests. So we say Jazakallah Khairan to you for sending in this recipe. So it is titled Chocolate Cake. It's just titled Chocolate Cake, and the credit goes to The Sweet Kitchen. The Sweet Kitchen in Lusaka, Zambia. So you're going to need, for the ingredients, 4 large eggs. 4 large eggs. 1 cup of caster sugar. 1 cup of caster sugar. 1 heaped tablespoon of coffee. 1 heaped tablespoon of coffee. 4 tablespoons of cocoa. 4 tablespoons of cocoa. 1 heaped tablespoon of Milo. 1 heaped tablespoon of Milo. 1/2 cup of water. 1/2 cup of hot water. 1/2 cup of oil. 1/2 cup of oil. 3 tablespoons of baking powder. 3 tablespoons of baking powder. 1 cup of cake flour. 1 cup of cake flour. 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence. 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence. Then you're going to preheat the oven to 180 degrees. You're going to preheat the oven to 180 degrees. Beat the eggs and the sugar till lightly and fluffy. You're going to beat the eggs and sugar till light and fluffy. Then you're going to dissolve the Milo and the coffee. Dissolve the coffee, Milo, and vanilla, the vanilla essence, in hot water. And thereafter, you're going to add in the oil and let it set aside. Then you're going to sift the dry ingredients together. You're going to sift the dry ingredients together. Fold in the dry and wet ingredients. fold in the dry and wet ingredients, alternately to the egg mixture. Alternately to the egg mixture. Bake for 30 minutes or until the skewer comes out clean. Bake for 30 minutes or until the skewer comes out clean. Cool the cakes at room temperature. Cool the cakes at room temperature and decorate as desired. And this was a recipe for a chocolate cake, and this was by the Sweet Kitchen of Lusaka, Zambia. We say jazakallah khairan to the listener for sending in that recipe. We're getting messages are coming in, so inshallah, let's see what the messages are coming through. So if you have any other messages that you can send in on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Can you please send the recipe on WhatsApp? Depending which recipe you want, and inshallah we will try and arrange it, for get it for you. But you must please be specific and say which recipe would you like. Because they give out a lot of recipes, so I'm not sure which recipe you want. To the listener, I say jazakallah khairan for the message. And just let me know which recipe you want. Then inshallah. Okay, inshallah, I will send it to you after the show, inshallah. So it's gone 27 minutes past 12 Central African time. And this is where we come to the end of our show. And obviously, you know that Mulana Zaidi is on leave. And inshallah, he will be back in the new year, the Gregorian New Year. And then we'll start our Nasiha in the segment, inshallah, from 12:30. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Fi amanillah, ma'a salama, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.